Registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans by more than 130,000 in Erie County. But low turnout in the city could benefit Republicans, who tend to have stronger appeal in the suburbs, where turnout is generally stronger. Buffalo State College professor Fred Floss says an important thing for voters to remember is one seat could change control of the county legislature. And with changes to health care looming at the federal and state level, Floss says the legislature may have some tough decisions to make.
If, for example, CHIP is cut, child health insurance program, if the federal government cuts it and the state government cuts it, are the county going to try to pick up some of that? How do we make sure that children in Western New York are taken care of? So there could be some very important decisions made over the next year, year and a half, that could affect a lot of individuals in Western New York.
In the county comptroller's race, Democrat Vanessa Gluszewski is taking on incumbent Stefan Mihailu, and Assemblyman Michael Kearns, a Democrat, is the endorsed Republican in the county clerk's race against Democrat Steve Cishon. Incumbent Timothy Howard is facing Democrat Bernie Tolbert, and Floss says, given their very different views, it's another important race.
And there are a number of issues there, particularly with the deaths that have occurred at the county holding center and what we expect to happen. But that's not only just the sheriff, but it's also your legislators and others on who's going to put money into that to make sure that we have a fair legal system.
Floss says there's also a lot of important municipal races that can have a big impact at the local level. He says people should get out and vote because there's no excuse for having a low turnout. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.